Growing up in Livingston, a small tourist capital city of Zambia, Natasha Mwansa, from a very young age, dreamt of one day using her voice to change the world. Her dream soon became a reality when she made history as the youngest individual to address the World Health Assembly in 2014.
When I was 8 years old, I went on this grand adventure just wanting to know what exactly I want to do. Where is my relevance in this world? How do I want to impact the world? What do I want to leave as a legacy? And so I ended up reading a lot. I read so many different books, so many different articles, watched so many different videos, and I came across people like, you know, Malala Yousafzai, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and I was fascinated at how these social justice heroes just used their voices to speak and stand on behalf of people. And I thought to myself, I want to do that, right? I joined an organization called the Media Network on Child Rights and Development, and I was so fascinated by how these young individuals, children, were covering stories, and they were doing that to help actualize the rights of children in their various communities. And I thought to myself, I want to be a part of that. My initiative, The Future of Media, is something that I'm really big on because I believe that media has so much power to influence the narrative and just who we are today, right?
The Future of Media is an initiative launched by Natasha Mwansa, through which she is trying to engage more young people through the media to get their voices heard. Many around her support Natasha's passion and dedication for leadership. Charity Besa Mwansa is Natasha's mother.
Passion and determination started a long way back, even as far as when she was only 7 years. That's when we started seeing those trends of being and advocates for the truth.
Joseph Lungu is Natasha's friend.
She's someone who's very confident, who's not afraid to voice out her views and opinions, and she stands up for herself.
One of the worst diseases is doing nothing. At the end of the day, everyone has got a role to play, and we must discover what our role is and play it effectively.
In an effort to get precise statistics on the number of young politicians in Zambia, VOA reached out to the Center for Young Leaders in Africa, but those attempts have been unsuccessful so far. Moka Sibuku, VOA News, Lusaka, Zambia.